Welcome, friends, to Issues of the Heart. It's good to have you today. I'm hoping you have time to listen, because most of you guys, I know what you're doing. Valentine's Day is in a couple of days. You're out right now trying to find something for Valentine's Day. No, probably not. You'll probably wait until the morning of Valentine's Day and try to find something. Then you'll go to the stores, and they have these tents set out, and there'll be guys standing on the side of the road selling flowers, and you'll do something. So, guys, get with it. It's just around the corner. Make sure you have Valentine's Day covered. Well, we're on anchor number 19, and coincidentally, the timing's perfect, because we're talking about anchors you throw out when you're in stormy activity in your relationship. Everybody goes through them. And what we encourage you to do is throw out an anchor and stop. Be still, think it through. And it just happens to be that the week of Thanksgiving, we're talking about anchor number 19, which is the anchor of loving acts. I promise I didn't plan it this way. It just worked out that the week of Thanksgiving, we're talking about loving acts as being that anchor you throw out in stormy activity. So, I want you to understand that when those storms come, when the water's rough, be still, and the anchor doesn't have to be something major. Now watch. The most valuable gifts ever given in a relationship are those simple, selfless acts of love. It's not, ladies, close your ears for a second. It's not those $5,000 rings, and it's not that new wardrobe, but it's those simple, selfless acts of love that are valuable in building a relationship. You know, I was thinking today, and I shared this with my wife, by the way, so she's aware of the story I'm about to tell you, but I was thinking about years ago when I was in high school. Actually, I was in junior high school, and I mean, it's been a couple of years ago, and it's so far back I can barely remember, but this one thing I do remember, I had a little girlfriend, and I was traveling and singing with a singing group at the time on the weekends, and this little girl, I'm not sure if she really liked me or she just liked traveling to hear us sing when we'd be singing somewhere, but she, I'll never forget, it was right at Valentine's Day, and she was kind of down, and she had become pretty good friends with almost everybody in the group, and there was a gentleman who led our group. He was a grown adult, and he, matter of fact, I can tell you now, and I hope he's listening to this podcast, because he was very influential in my life, and he helped me in a lot of ways, counseled me sometimes when I wasn't even asking for counsel. But I'll never forget, he said, "So what are you doing?" And he named the young lady's name. He said, "What are you doing for her for Valentine's Day?" And, you know, being a little knot-headed young man, I said, "Well, I really don't have anything. I mean, I guess I can get her a card, but I don't have any money to buy anything." And like most guys, I was thinking about, you know, what do you get? Do you get a necklace? Do you get earring? What do you do? And he said, "Come out here with me, you knothead." And he took me out to his shop out behind his house. And he took an old piece of wood. And he said, "Now draw a heart on this wood." So I drew out a heart. And he said, "Okay." And he gave me a jigsaw. And he said, "Okay, I cut the heart out." So he clamped it down and I cut the heart out. He said, "Now write on the heart what you want to say." And I forget what I wrote. Something like, you know, "Happy Valentine's Day," and then the young lady's name. And so I drew that out with a pencil, and then he pulled out a router and he showed me how to use a router, and he had me route out where I had written that information. So after I got all that done, then he had me sand the whole thing down real good, He gave me a little sander, had me sand it down real good, and then he had me varnish it. He had some varnish, so I put the varnish on, and then he had me put a little polyurethane on top of it. And we went inside and practiced with the rest of the group. And while we were practicing, that was out in the garage drying and stuff. And it was when it was all done, and our practice was over, and we talked and had a good time, ate some refreshments and stuff. Then I went out there, and it was a little tacky, but it was dry enough for me to take home. And I took it home with me. I mean, it was a little bit, just a little bitty heart with words in it, and stained and polyurethane. And so the next day, I took that over to her house for Valentine's Day, and I gave it to her. And I'm telling you, guys, listen to me. You would have thought I just bought her a $10,000 ring. I mean, when she got that little thing from me, that she just went crazy over that. And the reason she did was because it was something that said to her, hey, you know, I like you, you're my girlfriend, here you go, right? And that, I mean, that she just, I couldn't believe how excited she got over that little $1.50 piece of wood that I'd worked on in about a 30-45 minute time frame at my buddy's house. And I got to thinking while I was working on this anchor, you know, it's almost always those little bitty things. I mean, come on, your wife, I'm trying to help you here, so listen to me. Your wife is not expecting you to walk through the door on Valentine's Day with a $10,000 ring. If she is, you and your wife need to have a conversation. But I'm telling you, that's not what builds a long-term relationship. So, if you are experiencing some turmoil in your relationship, think about those little, simple, selfless, loving acts that you can perform that send a message. The Bible says over in Acts chapter 20, verse number 35, said, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than receive. Those little selfless acts send the message. You know, over the years, we've had people, you know, from the church, or when we're doing a conference somewhere, or when we're counseling somebody, we've had people do little things for us. We've never really had anybody do anything really big, and that's okay with me. Matter of fact, I like that. But we've had a lot of people do little bitty things for us. Maybe it was to take us to dinner, or maybe it was even a little card saying, "You, thank you, you really helped us," or maybe it was even something as simple as an email. I've received emails. Stephanie's received emails saying, "Thank you for what you've done for us." And we've gotten messages. Matter of fact, even on Facebook, people have posted and said, just wanted you to know, my husband and I, or my wife and I, we're still together after all these years, and we trace it all back to sitting in that restaurant night after night with you and Steph while you tried to help us in our marriage. And we just want you to know, we're still here, and we're still working, and we're still happy. Little simple things like that make a huge difference in relationships. You know, when you're dating and you're young, you know, you find that one person, you know, and you're courting. Man, you do everything you can. I mean, you'll run around and you'll open the car door and you'll let them walk through the door first, and you'll take their coat and all this stuff. All those little things. And boy, I'm telling you what, you get that fire burning, that marriage fire, or that loving fire, you get that thing burning as hot as you can get it burning. I mean, you get married, you walk down the aisle, you say your I do's, and you have this huge flame going. And you look at each other and you think, boy, well, this is going to be for life. I mean, we'll never stray from this. This is wonderful. This is great. But then later on, something starts happening. Some years go by. You start battling some of the things that every living person has to battle, married or not. You begin to struggle a little bit, and the fire starts to get a little dimmer. And it goes down a little more. And it goes down a little more. And you're thinking, boy, what in the world's happening here? You get up one morning, and the fire's a little lower than it was today. And now you're to that point. The water's raging, and you look, and now the fire is so low, it's about to go out. What do you do? I mean, you don't know how it got there. You don't know how it happened. But what do you do? The marriage fires are burning so low. What do you do? Well, this is pretty deep, what I'm going to tell you. You know what I do when the fire starts burning down pretty low? I throw another log on the fire. We love to have fires going around here. Sometimes we'll start a fire out in the back, and we'll keep it going during the day just so we can smell the wood burning, and we can go over there when we get a break and warm up, and we just enjoy it. But throughout the day, I have to go over there and throw another log on the fire. And the more logs I throw on the fire, the bigger the fire is, the hotter it is, and the more warmth we receive. I think there's a song, I don't remember how it goes, but it's an old song, and it says, throw another log on the fire. Throw another log on the fire. And I'm going to tell you, when the marriage waters get tempestuous, and the ship starts rocking back and forth, and the fire is about to go out, you need to throw another log on the fire. But remember, when you throw another log on the fire, it doesn't have to be a $10,000 log. Did you know that a dollar log will burn just as hot as a $50 log will? Do you know I can pick up sticks off our lawn and put them in the fireplace and they will burn just like wood we buy from the store? It all burns the same. So when the fires start to get dim and you start to struggle in your relationship and you know you love each other and neither you nor he nor you nor her can point to a single thing that would cause the fire to go out, but I'm going to tell you, there doesn't have to be a cause. You don't have to put water on the fire, but just not putting a log on the fire will eventually die. It'll go out. So you have to keep putting a log on the fire. And that log can be selfless, simple acts of love. So you think about it for a minute. What kind of logs could you put on the fire? Hey, maybe it would be a night out together when there's no special reason. Maybe it could be holding hands while you walk through the store. Or maybe It could be a walk around the park. I know a fellow one time, he said, you know, we figured it out. We figured out part of the answer to our problem is when we take a walk. She takes hers on Monday and I take mine on Wednesday. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking walks together, hand in hand. It could be little statements, little kind words. It could be, hey, listen, it could be going to a restaurant and when the server's at your table saying, hey, can I ask you a question? Don't you think she's the prettiest thing you've ever seen? Now, she'll get all embarrassed and she'll hit you on the arm and she'll tell you not to say that anymore. But I'm going to tell you what, the fire get a little bigger. I promise it'll get a little bigger. How do you keep the fires from going out? Well, you throw a log on the fire and it doesn't have to be anything major. It could be something simple. What else could you do? What's something simple? What's a small, simple log you could throw on your fire? It could be breakfast in bed. It could be sneaking in to the room in the morning when you've already been up and giving her a kiss. It could be putting your arm around her. It could be holding her hand. Oh, have I covered that one yet? It could be always opening the car door for her. It could be telling her how pretty she is. Or ladies, telling him how strong he is. My wife comes to me all the time. She said, could you open this for me? I know she can open it. I think probably some of the time she opens it and then realizes what she did and puts the lid back on and brings it into me and asks me to open it. Why? Because that's a little log she can throw in the fire. It could be the log of holding hands. Did I say that one? Little logs make a huge difference. Oh, I got to tell you this too. The fire doesn't care who throws the log on it. It just burns when a log is thrown on the fire. It doesn't care who throws the log on. It can be her. It can be him. It doesn't matter who throws the log on the fire. All you have to do is throw a log on the fire to keep the fire burning bright. The more wood, the bigger the fire. And I'm telling you, while I'm talking right now, you're thinking and trying to remember the last thing you did, the last log you threw on the fire. But you're having a hard time thinking of something, aren't you? Huh? When's the last time you opened the car door for it? Hey, can she open the car door? Sure she can. But we're talking about throwing a log on the fire. I told Stephanie, I said, I'll make a deal with you. I promise you that I'll open the door for you. When we go out to the car, I will open the door for you. But if it's really cold or if it's raining, it's every man for himself. Throw a log on the fire. When's the last time you threw one on? Did you throw a log on the fire today? Come on. We're talking about Valentine's Day is coming up. I think it's Wednesday. Is that the only time all year you throw a log on the fire? What log did you throw on the fire last week? I mean, is it a surprise that the fire's burning low? Is it a surprise that the storm's getting worse and the difficulties are right in your face? when you hadn't thrown a log on the fire? I mean, something simple. Hey, something simple as sitting down at dinner, and when you take a bite of your food, saying, "Oh, baby, that's the best food I've ever had in my life." I don't know if anybody can cook as good as you can. Throwing another log on the fire. It could be the wife saying to the husband, "I don't think there's anything you can't do. You can fix anything. You're the strongest person I know. You're the best looking guy I know. My wife even whistles at me. She's throwing a log on the fire of marital happiness. And the fire doesn't care whether she throws on the log or I throw on the log. A new log makes the fire burn bright. The more the wood, the bigger the fire. But let me tell you, just as sure as we can throw wood on the fire to get the marriage fires burning bright, you can throw water on the fire. And you can put the fire out. It could be the water of comparing your mate to somebody else. It could be the fire of never appreciating, or the water, excuse me, of never appreciating your mate. It can be the water of selfishness. It can be the water of ego. It can be the water of self-centeredness. It can be the water of comparing your mate to someone who's already passed away. It could be the water of comparing your mate to your parents. So, Valentine's Day is here. On Wednesday, Valentine's Day, do what you ought to do. But please, get in the habit of throwing another log on the fire as often as you can. If you want the marriage fires burning bright, throw as much wood on as you can. The more wood, the bigger the fire. And whatever you do, don't throw water on the fire. If you'll do that, if you'll throw wood on the fire, throw another log on the fire's going to burn bright. I said it when I was doing that little recording the other day with the horse. You know, if you look at these couples who've been married 50 years, 60 years, and they look like they just got married yesterday. I mean, they have their arms around each other. They're loving on each other. They're holding hands. They can't go anywhere without the other person. That didn't happen overnight. And that didn't happen because they shared their love on Valentine's Day. That happened because day after day after day after day, they were throwing logs on the fire. Simple, selfless, loving acts. And all these years later, 60 years later, the marriage fire is still burning bright. So, when the storm comes, the wind's blowing, the waves are high, the ship's tossing. Stop. Throw out the anchor of loving acts. And watch what happens. God bless you. Please make application of it. If you have any questions, thoughts, ideas, contact us. If you go to the web, go to Recovery Ministry, go to info, excuse me, email info@recoveryministries.net. Or you can go to our website, recoveryministries.net or recoveryministries.com. You can leave us a message. There's a place for you to leave us a message or make comments right there on the web. You can also listen to these podcasts right there on the web if you want to on the website. Or you can go to YouTube and just type in J. Albright, Issues of the Heart. You'll get all of these podcasts, and you can actually make comments about those on YouTube. Or you can go to your podcast station, whatever that might be. Listen to the podcast there. Just type in Issues of the Heart, J. Albright. Make a comment. Make a suggestion. And we'd love to hear it. God bless you. Happy Valentine's Day. Throw another log on the fire.